I talked to Lee Pangle about starting a drill team and trying to get some school twirlers, and he was a little reluctant to start another club or group or organization here at the school. Didn't know where we would practice, and he wasn't so sure what I really had in mind when I talked to him about it. So I had some Mackey kids come up for a month during the summer, and we put a performance on for Lee Pangle and his wife and Vern Siegel. And so they came down to the Luthold place, and Nance had all the punch and cookies, and that sold the program to Lee. It's one thing I can say about him. He would not take anything on unless he was absolutely sure it was going to be a success. And so that next year I started with the drill team. Almost anybody who wanted to join could. And so we met three days a week out in the hall after school. And so our practice time was after school, right there around the stag head. We couldn't march on it. And then Friday he let me in on the gym because that was a game day for the basketball team and they didn't practice. So he let us have the gym. So we did our blocking of the routine on Friday and performed that Friday night. So that worked out really well, and I've had some wonderful band parents, mothers who sewed uniforms for the gals, and so it worked out pretty good. And then pretty soon, I knew where I wanted to go with this because the state of Utah is great for show dance teams, and down there at Mackey, I was so close to Utah that I got to see a lot of good teams, so I knew what I was going to borrow. So all routines are based on the four, the eight, the 12, the 16. I always went with 16 or performed with 20 or 24. We never did do 24. I found in the long run, I think you could march a band down the street all playing a different note, but if you had good-looking girls out there kicking, they would say, "That's the greatest band I've ever seen." You get some gals out there doing something, or you have maneuvers going on. Man, that just carries them right across.